Now, the SARS commissioner, Tom Moyane, allegedly instructed a witness to feign illness and not report for an interview scheduled with KPMG back in 2015. The auditing firm was investigating the so-called rogue unit of the South African Revenue Services at the time. This is one of the allegations former SARS commissioner Ivan Pillay made in a letter sent to the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Sean Abrams, on Monday. Pillay made the allegation in his section of the letter, which was written by attorney Bernard Hotz from Werksman Attorneys on behalf of Pillay and former tax officials Johan van Lochenburg and Andries Janse van Rensburg. The legal justice organization Freedom Under Law has called on President Ramaphosa to suspend National Prosecuting Authority head Sean Abrams and two senior colleagues. They say the renewed allegations against the three former South African Revenue Services officials are groundless or as groundless as those of 2016 and will suffer the same fate. Joining me, as I said earlier, in the studio for an in-depth discussion in this regard is Johan Krichler, former Constitutional Court judge and Freedom Under Law chairperson. Justice Krichler, good evening. Welcome to the program and thank you so much for coming in.
Good evening to you. Good evening to the listeners. And I'm glad to be here.
We are also, of course, joined by the National Authority or National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson, Advocate Luvuyo Mfako. Luvuyo, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima and your listeners.
All right. Justice Krichler, let me start with you. You, of course, suggesting in your statement, and let me quote from it, you say, now, once again, the NPA urged on by SARS Commissioner Tom Moyane has seen fit to revive the rogue unit fable, leveling charges linked to the unit dating back to 2007-2008. You say that you are convinced that the current allegations are as groundless as those of 2016 and will suffer the same fate. You say you note with concern that although Ivan Pillay and Johan van Lochenburg had throughout been willing and able to cooperate, these brand new charges have been presented without any inquiry, forewarning or opportunity to make representations. This is in such contrast to the courtesies accorded to others, and there is every reason to question the motive behind these renewed allegations. And you're saying that you've written to the president urging him to consider suspending Advocate Abrams and his senior colleagues. Why are you not accepting the bona fides of the National Prosecuting Authority head Sean Abrams?
Because we're not stupid. Because we know the history, because we've lived this history with Mr. Moyane, Mr. Sean Abrams, for some years now. It started way back in, 2014 with the Sunday Times, started with the rogue unit stories. It had a couple of climaxes, inter alia, Mr. Abrams' Hollywood show, in which he disclosed these tremendous evils that they were going to nail to the ground, he and the posse that he was riding with him in the Wild West. And it came to naught. It came to a humiliating withdrawal. These current allegations, slightly differently worded, but the same basic allegations, date from, as you said, 2007, 2008. They've been referred to before by KPMG, discredited report, referred to previously by the NPA. They have nothing new to them. But what is curious, and as with the point we make in the press release, in the media release, is, of course, nobody ever went to Ivan Pillay or to Johan van Lochenburg and said, hey, guys, you've cooperated in the past. What have you got to say about this old story? Have you a defense? Have you something to say about it? No, no. On the contrary, they prefer to go public when Mr. Moyane is feeling the heat, when the Makwakwa scandal is getting very, very
protected. Nobody must interfere. As organizations who profess to be the custodian of our constitution and the rule of law.
Advocate Mfako, if one is to take you at your word, then how can you argue with CASAC, who says, given that the independence of the NPA mustn't be compromised under any circumstances, that it is only fair that the highest court in the land rule on the appointment of the current NDP so that whatever stems from that is not compromised by the murkiness of what has gone before. Surely, if you are consistent, then you cannot disagree with what CASAC is asking for, because they're actually asking for that independence to be undergirded.
That is why we called upon the court to give direction in terms of that. We are asserting our position. We're saying our discretionary powers must not be interfered with. Therefore, the court must give guidance in terms of how we actually resolve that matter.
Justice Krigler, I'm going to give you the final word. You're my guest in the studio, and we're about to take a break. You have called into question Mr. Abrams' fitness to hold office. He has to make some very important decisions within a milieu that is contested. The matter is before the courts. He's resisting that process, despite what Advocate Mfako is saying. So there's a double-edgedness to what they are saying. They want to play within the rules, but also outside of it. How important is it that the NPA's credibility be restored and that the issue around who heads up this institution be clarified by the highest court in the land as soon as possible?
Absolutely crucial. We agree with Mr. Faku. The National Prosecuting Authority and its head must be totally, visibly, manifestly independent and honest. If those characteristics aren't manifestly present, the person is unfit for that office.
Absolutely. That is where we will leave it. Advocate Luvuyo Mfaku, thank you very much for your time and being patient on the line. That's the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson who was my guest on the line. And I'll say very good, or rather good evening, and thank you very much to Justice Krigler for coming into the studio and for articulating the position of freedom under law in the matter as it pertains to SARS involving Ivan Pillay and Johan van Lochenberg.